The U.S. Navy has a shiny new toy capable of downing drones at the speed of light and for pennies on the dollar, called the High Energy Laser with Integrated Optical Dazzler, or Helios. The U.S. Navy tested the Lockheed Martin-built laser weapon aboard the USS Preble sometime last year. This is the only image released so far of the test. There is a video floating around on the internet as well, but it's AI generated, so I'm not going to try and pass it off here as real. The Helios, though, is very real. It's the first tactical laser weapon system to be integrated into an existing U.S. naval vessel. Lockheed delivered the 60-plus kilowatt weapon system back in 2022, as well as another land-based version for testing. In addition to its directed energy laser beam, Helios also incorporates long-range intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, or ISR, capabilities, as well as a counter-drone dazzler capability, which can obscure and interfere with enemy ISR efforts. The Helios also ties into the guided missile destroyer's Aegis combat system. The Preble is the first U.S. Navy destroyer to get the Helios upgrade, but Naval News says the service already installed the software to operate Helios on at least 5 other destroyers. The Navy and U.S. military as a whole has been working on directed energy weapons for more than a decade. But the impacts of environmental factors like fog and dust, and the fact most lasers lacked mobility, meant the technology largely stayed in the lab. But the ramp up in unmanned systems used by both state actors and non-state actors sent directed energy development into overdrive. What makes them so appealing is the promise of quickly downing enemy threats while maintaining a low cost per engagement. In addition to Helios, the Brits are developing Dragonfire. Israel has the Iron Beam and is working with the U.S. to further develop it. Ukraine claims it's using lasers on the battlefield. China and Russia, the United States' near-peer adversaries, are also developing directed energy weapons. But it's not entirely clear if those countries have anything on the tactical level yet.